From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, February 25th. Coming up, a conversation with Millie Wilson, whose satirical artwork challenges historical representations of gender and sexuality. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central High School in Champaign will be led by an African-American principal for the first time starting July 1st. Montia Gardner was appointed unanimously by the Unit 4 School Board on Monday. Gardner is currently the associate principal at Central. She says she comes from a family of firsts. Her grandmother was the first black janitor at a school where students called her Sapphire, a caricature of an angry black woman.
What was Sapphire doing there? She was paving the way. So one day, this Sapphire could stand and be the first African-American principal at Champaign Central High School.
Gardner has a PhD in literacy. She started out as a middle school teacher in Madison, Illinois in 2003. She joined Unit 4 as an associate principal at Central in 2022. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a pair of cases from abortion opponents in Illinois and New Jersey who say laws limiting demonstrations near clinics violate their First Amendment rights. That includes a never-enforced law passed in Carbondale in southern Illinois and another one passed in Englewood, New Jersey. The High Court turned down the appeals and orders handed down Monday, though two conservative justices disagreed. Activists argued the laws barring people from protesting or trying to dissuade women from abortions should be struck down after the justices overturned Roe v. Wade. The cities defending the laws said they were passed to address disturbing behavior from protesters outside of healthcare clinics. Transgender teens and their parents are angry and frustrated after a children's hospital in Chicago paused gender care surgeries. Kristen Schorsch reports on Lori's Children's Hospital.
Lori stopped surgeries for transgender youth younger than 19 about 2 weeks ago. That's after President Donald Trump threatened to withhold federal funding. Michelle Vallée is worried her son's care could be in limbo. He receives hormone therapy at Lori.
There's not a family probably at Lori that is confident that Lori isn't going to fold on all of the care. And I know that's going to potentially be hard for Lori to hear, but they need to hear it. I know you don't have my son's back.
In a statement, Lori says they pause surgeries to protect the majority of gender care services they do provide, including hormone therapy. Kristen Schorsch.
Wildfires have become more frequent, burning bigger areas during longer seasons thanks to conditions exacerbated by climate change. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports landowners in the Great Plains and Midwest are fighting fire with prescribed burns.
Landowners intentionally burn millions of acres each year to lower wildfire risk, increase biodiversity, and remove harmful plants. Although prescribed burning has been a practice for centuries, John Weir, a fire ecology expert at Oklahoma State University, says more people are interested in burning their land.
You got landowners that have thousands of acres that haven't burned before or haven't. People are seeing the need and the importance of it, as well as having all these fire departments here realizing that, hey, we've got to start helping the landowners.
As climate change impacts weather patterns, Weir says people may have to shift when they burn land. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with artist Millie Wilson about their exhibit at the Krannert Art Museum that challenges historical representations of gender and sexuality. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 58 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high of 56 degrees, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 35 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees and west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, an in-depth conversation with Robert Jones, head of the Public Religion Research Institute. His books include The End of White Christian America. We'll talk about the intersection of religion and American politics and how so many evangelical Christians came to embrace President Donald Trump. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You are listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. An exhibit at the Krennert Art Museum challenges historical representations of gender and sexuality with satirical artwork. The Museum of Lesbian Dreams is the first retrospective exhibition showcasing three decades of artist Millie Wilson's work. IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy had a chance to catch up with Wilson during her recent visit to Champaign.
Millie, your work challenges traditional representations of gender and sexuality, and what drove you to explore these specific themes?
Being a working class girl in Texas, I think, you know, I read a book by Adrienne Rich called On Lies, Secrets, and Silence, and that was the first time things got mapped out for me in a way of power dynamics and it was an eye-opener. So then I started reading feminist stuff, and you just observe the world, and you see it happening or not happening or being destructive or not. It just seemed like a good place to tell jokes, to get people to think. You know, humor is it's a social pleasure that I want to invite. So I can't imagine not going into it, that's all.
For people who might feel uncomfortable with your work, what would you have to say to them about it, or what would you want them to know?
Well, ideally, you want a viewer, even when they're put off or probably threatened by something, would be willing to discuss what's actually there and sort of move it in that direction rather than broad, you know, statements about anything. That's why the objects are specific, because that allows you to get into that specific conversation. So, I mean, I've had hate mail. I've had, even from other feminists, you know, I'm never the right kind of feminist. I'm never the right kind of a lesbian, you know. But there was one guy when I did a talk in Seattle. He wasn't mean. He was just perplexed. He's like, why are you doing this? Why do you need to do this work, you know? And my gallerist at the time said, Millie, why do you have to do a show about a lesbian serial killer? I just said, I have to, so get ready. I would try to charm. I try to seduce. That's what the work does, really. And I would hope that the conversation wouldn't be closed off from the very beginning.
A part of this exhibition is for the legacy, to make sure that this is continuing on through time. And Millie, do you have a vision for what you want your legacy to be with your artwork?
I've never had that vision. I was surprised to even be invited to have a legacy, you know? Like one of my students said at CalArts, well, Millie, after you die, you'll be famous. And I thought, okay, well, but I'm not dead yet, so... It's not about fame. It's about being part of the conversation and having the work out there, having other minds and hearts touch it and allow me to touch theirs. So it's really not about any of those modernist, you know, things about genius, da-da-da, you know, like this is so important, et cetera. It's important to me or I wouldn't have done it. I mean, I own the work, not a house and not anything else, so... It was my investment in making something that I felt I could make and place in the world.
What do you hope viewers take away from your work in the context of today's discussions about gender and queer identity?
I actually have no idea what an audience is going to do with it. You know, I think that I have some trepidation. I worry that too esoteric, you know, I mean, there are things like that that go through my mind, but also I'm like, here it is, spend time with it, and you will become part of the conversation. I want it to be a pleasure for someone to engage those issues.
That's Millie Wilson speaking with IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy. Wilson's exhibit is on display through March 1st at the Krennert Art Museum in Champaign. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Kristen Schorsch, Anna Pope, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.